Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your call today. We welcome you to the annual results conference call of Pfizer Limited. We have with us today Mr. Kevin Hunter, Managing Director, Mr. Gundu Rao, Chief Financial Officer from Pfizer Limited. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gundu Rao. Mr. Rao, please go ahead.
Very good afternoon to all of you. Just to give you what's happening in the industry, the total pharma market grew almost about 13.5% during this year, out of which 10.5% are almost about 11% out of volume and 3.1% or approximately 3% the new products. As to the price, it was more like flat. There was no growth. Multinationals, they grew around 9%, out of which 1.5% came out of price increases, about 6.3% out of volume, and about 1.2% in terms of volume, new products. As to the Indian companies, their growth was about 15%, 12% on account of volume, and about 3.8% on account of new products, and there was a negative price growth of 0.6%. Pfizer's performance was more like mixed this year, essentially because we had a little bit of issues during the whole of this year. Our net sales growth was about 11%, and profit after tax was about 55%. Consumer healthcare announcement of sale of this business to J&J worldwide did have impacted the morale, resulting to lower performance. We were below budget. And the consumer healthcare grew only 6% compared to almost about 14% growth of the other pharma products. And further, in June this year, we also had difficult challenges in the state of Karnataka, where Karnataka State Association boycotted our product for almost about 6 months. In the month of November, again, we had an issue in the Maharashtra state where in almost about 2 to 2.5 weeks we suffered, and that also impacted our quarter four sales. UP and Tamil Nadu, again, big challenges because of the delay in implementation of the VAC, which also a little bit had an impact on our top line. And these are as far as the sales is concerned. As for the material cost compared to last year, we are more or less at the same level in terms of percentage to sales. As for staff costs are concerned, last year it was about 16.7% of sales. This year it has come down to 15.5% on an annualized basis, reflecting just about only 2% growth. Other expenditure compared to last quarter, current year, this quarter is not that significantly high. We have shown about almost about 3% reduction in the expense growth. And the last quarter of this year, we had a little bit of different accounting treatment because the material consumed for samples. Earlier, we used to account it under the material cost. Now we are accounting under other expenses. Profit before tax shows a growth of 48%, and as a percentage to sales, it's, this year it was 24.5% compared to 18.3% of last year. Even operating profit or the operating margins is showing a good growth. Last year, for the whole year, we had around 22.1%. This year, it is almost about 25%, reflecting almost about 25% growth. These are some of the things, and the fourth quarter provision for taxation is significantly high compared to last year or earlier quarters. It is essentially because the capital gains what we have to pay on the sale of Hyderabad property, wherein, you know, even if you invest it in the capital gains bond, it's the maximum amount now which will be allowed as for the recent circular is only 50 lakhs, and hence we have to provide for the additional taxation. Beyond this, I don't think there is any other thing as far as the numbers are concerned. And I think Kevin will take you through some other important issues like policy, pricing policy, etc.
A very good afternoon to all of you. You know, I'm going to talk about the performance. If you look at the March-September performance, we were the top growing company amongst the MNC in top 10, and we were the third fastest growing company amongst the top 10. So I think it was the month of October which really impacted the quarter sales. A, it was mainly because of the trade-related issues, and B, October had a large number of holidays which really impacted our sales. So really these two things, but which I think is quite an aberration, because if I look at the growth that we are now having is still double-digit growth. My little concern and worry is that the consumer health business is not growing at the level that we would like to grow. They are performing below the budget, and that is actually pulling down our growth. But on a standalone basis, without the consumer health business, I think we are pretty well and growing at a double digit. Oh, the good news on the pharma side is, of course, the IPR, the Mashelkar committee has recommended a very favorable IPR regime to be aligned with TRIPS, and the debate on incremental innovation is set to rest by Mashelkar. Now it is to be seen how this will actually be part of the bill, and so that either in form of the rules, or it goes back to the parliament and gets approved by the parliament. As you are aware, on the debt exclusivity, the committee has not yet given its report, and we are hoping that the committee will submit its report, let's say, this month or so, and we will know more about debt exclusivity. At this point of time, there are mixed views coming on as to which direction the committee is going to go, so I think it's too early for me to make any comment. On the drug policy, the joint committee, which was 14-member task force of the industry and the minister, who met almost about 5 to 6 times in a manner that made us unbelieve that the government is actually in favor of freeing the industry, looking at price control through a monitoring system. It was only on the last day when the Joint Committee made its recommendation that the government sprang a surprise and came up with its recommendation, which however was not really different from the recommendations we were making, but the industry said that we need to respond on it. However, the minister finally made a cabinet note, which is not only on the other side of the recommendation of the Joint Committee, it is also not as per the recommendation made by the government on the day of the Joint Committee meeting on the last day. And this is an extreme step which brings everything under the price control through a cost mechanism. So we were really taken by surprise, A, by the ministry itself making a recommendation on the last day of the task force, which in any case was not a cost control or a monitoring system. But the most surprise element was the minister taking completely U-turn, bypassing the recommendation of industry, bypassing the recommendation of the ministry, and making a recommendation to the cabinet to control everything under the price control mechanism. Now I think it's going to a group of ministers. The names of the ministers have not been announced, and we are still very hopeful that we will get a favorable drug policy for future. The industry is really having a strong growth. How far the growth is sustainable is a little bit doubt, because most of the industry players are now really looking for a geographical expansion in terms of getting more volumes, and particularly they are moving in the direction of rural sales, and you will see a whole lot of activity around rural sales. And we also have certain strategies in place right now. I think it's going to be connected. Roshni, are we on the line?
Yes, Mr. Handa.
So because there was some call, I thought we got disconnected. Okay, fine. We also have 3 or 4 task forces working on particularly to address the issue of top line and profitability. Some of the projects are already on pilot phase. Some of the projects are now being implemented. I'm very, very hopeful that we will be able to deliver a very strong top line. With that, I think I will take the questions from my friends there. And Roshni, I hand over back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Handa. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your push button phone and await your turn to ask a question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you are requested to press star and one now. Our first question comes from Ms. Monica of Quantum Securities.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question pertains to your consumer healthcare business. You have mentioned in your release that you are looking at steps to, you know, evaluating what you could do here. Can you throw some light on what exactly, you know, how do we take this forward?
As you're aware, the globally, prices announced the business sale, and which has already taken place, except for in some countries like India, where there is a delayed closing. Our board is already aware of the situation. They are discussing the way forward and how to take it, I mean, type of structure that we need to work on the consumer health business. So hopefully we will have a clarity, let's say, within a month or so on this issue.
Okay. My second question pertains to your clinical development operations. It's pretty much flat. How do you see Pfizer India being a critical component in your Pfizer Global Inc.'s R&D strategy? If you could you know, tell us more on that.
Well, the clinical development, the service income actually has gone up. If you look at from 16 crores in November 2005, it has gone up to 20 crores. So actually, it's gone up by almost about 4 crores. You know, there are this clinical research which we do for basically phase 2 and phase 3 trials. It is not possible that all the trials will be done in India because it gets widely spread across globally. This is a Pfizer global trial. And we need to today compete with even emerging markets like China and Korea to get this trials. And I think they're still doing fairly good in terms of getting attention from our parents on the clinical trials.
Okay. In terms of what was announced probably some a week or two back, globally Pfizer has announced big restructuring of its, especially in its U.S. Operation. How would this impact India, number one? And number two, they have announced closure of, I think, 2 or 3 R&D centers in U.S. So you see a lot of work actually coming your way?
Well, I think it's too early to comment on the announcement made. It's a very broad announcement. Is how it's going to impact it. We are now in dialogue with the regional and New York team to look at what globally is happening and how we can align ourselves to globally in terms of structuring, in terms of business and so on and so forth. As far as the clinical research activities is concerned, the focus is more on having a therapeutic category of research, and therefore some sites have been closed down and some sites will emerge, and we are very hopeful Mumbai would emerge as one of the good sites for future clinical studies of Pfizer globally. But it's too early to comment upon it, and we need to have more information and data on this.
Okay, you have only one R&D center in India right now, or?
We have only one.
Okay, so would there then possibly be chances that you may want to expand this facility or go?
Too early to comment on that.
Okay, thank you so much. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Monica, for your questions. Next in line is Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from HDFC Securities. Mr. Kapadia?
Good afternoon. Sir, I've missed the initial part of the, I was late, so sorry for that. I just wanted to know the sales impacted in Maharashtra, we have said in the results. Can you elaborate on this? Second thing, second question is relating to animal healthcare business. We have shown a loss of 12.9 million PBIT level against a profit of 6.9 million in the corresponding quarter last year. Third one is regarding the Chandigarh property. If you can elaborate the size of the property and the potential buyer, who is the buyer, and we have received advance of 278 million. If you can throw some light on deal size and area of a property.
Ranjit, good afternoon. Gundurav here.
Good afternoon.
As far as the Maharashtra state, the problem what we had for about 2 to 3 weeks, that might would have brought in about approximately 3 to 4 crores of sales, additional sales, which we lost out. That's the first point.
So this was for which product?
This is not for which product. This is entirely because, you know, what happened was the government, you know, there was a circular issued by the OPPI where the margins need to be allowed after this one, you know, without excise duty, etc. But unfortunately, we went ahead and we committed, but the trade said, look, it's not there, you cannot exclude excise duty, you have to pay the margins including excise duty. That was one of the reasons, you know, why there was a delay in this one, you know, recirculating and so many other things. So that's the reason, you know, we suffered a lot. The impact would have been about 3 to 4 crores, not much.
Okay.
And as far as the animal health is concerned, you know, there was a little bit of the allocation of expenses to the businesses. There was a little bit of mistake which has taken place. Otherwise, you know, it could have been a 2 crore profit, not a 1.2 crore loss situation. This, you know, there are a lot of enabling services and the distribution expenses which get allocated to based on the turnover. And in that, they actually, it should have gone to some of the other this one, you know, businesses, which has impacted the animal health strongly. So it's, the business is doing well.
And sir, are we going to rectify the same in the next quarter? Or are we
we are going to rectify in the next quarter.
Okay,
yeah. And as far as the Chandigarh is concerned,
right.
You know, there is a non-disclosure agreement right now. It's a confidentiality agreement which you have signed with the potential buyer. So we are not coming out, you know, what is the exact consideration, etc. But for your information, the total property is about 20 crores, 20 acres.
20 acres?
Yeah.
Okay. And this 278 million, that is 27.8 crore which we have received, is a part payment.
It's an advance payment.
Yeah, it's not a full consideration.
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. And the deal size will be declared subsequently. Once the deal is through.
I think you know, we are waiting for certain governmental approvals. Okay. Only when the approvals will come, then we would be intimating to the shareholders and what is the total consideration, etc.
Okay, and sir, how long will it take to get the approval, approximately as per your calculations or estimates?
I think it may take another 30 days to 45 days.
Okay, 30 to 45 days. So by the end of February, you can, end of March?
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you're requested to press star and one now. Participants are requested to press star and one on your push button phones. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. We have a next question from Mr. Nimesh Desai of Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Just wanted to know a couple of things. One is you mentioned that excluding the consumer healthcare division, the company is growing top line in double digits. This growth, do you feel it's sustainable for 2007? You will be able to sustain double digit growth?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Okay. The second thing was on your comments regarding the growth of the industry per se. And you mentioned something related to some companies targeting the semi-urban and rural segments. And if I heard you right, you said that the growth for the industry is doubtful whether it will grow in double digits or not. Could you slightly expand on this, what exactly you meant by this?
Okay, you see, in part, the growth has been of the industry has been normally fueled by launching new products.
Okay.
Now, in 2006, for example, the industry launched almost about 2,500 new products.
Okay.
And in 2005, they launched 2,500 new products.
Okay.
In 2006, it came down to 1,500.
Okay.
Now, that means the pipeline seems to have got exhausted.
Right.
So, really, the growth, the volume growth, because the industry is not growing in terms of price.
Mm-hmm.
where is the volume growth going to come? It's only going to come through either geographical expansions or brand building or other measures that the companies would take. Some of the Indian companies would definitely get their growth from outside, from exports to generic products and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a great challenge to grow domestically given the uncertainty of drug policy also.
But if I understand this right, are you indicating that the growth which is coming from the rural or the semi-urban areas, it's not as profitable a growth as it has been traditionally?
I never said that, but since you have raised that issue, the type of the products that you want to sell in rural areas would normally be more of a matured type of category of products.
Okay.
B is the logistics. Cost would be much higher as compared to selling in urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
So your cost of distribution would definitely go up in rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the type of products that you want to sell may not have very high margins.
Okay.
So though I say that, but I feel is the profitability would be, the margins would be under pressure.
Under pressure. So given this backdrop, what would we expect the industry to grow for 2007?
The industry progresses is more growth, it's a double-digit growth, so around 11%. So I guess we will still have some carry-on effect of 2006 on 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be touching this double-digit growth.
Okay, okay.
But if there are no new products, because new products typically contributed at about 5% of the growth, if I'm not mistaken, if there are not new products,
mm-hmm.
then there would be a lot of pressure on the volume growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get price, then the entire growth comes down.
Okay, okay. My another question was on launch of patented products through the listed entity. Any further clarity you can give us as to timelines regarding launch or products which could be launched through the listed entity which would enjoy patent protection in India?
Yes, we have already said that we would launch a product based upon the strength of the entity.
Right.
And we have already launched Viagra, we launched Cathiot, and we launched Lyrica.
Yeah, yeah.
These are three products, and we have on the horizon one or two patented products. It's too early for me to comment because we should first get the patent.
Hmm.
It's in the patent office, it's lying, and once we have the patent, we should be in a position to launch this product.
Okay, and any timelines you can give us on launch of Exubra in India?
We're evaluating that, and maybe we'll get back to you quickly on that. Maybe next quarter we'll talk about it.
Okay, okay, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your question. Next in line is Mr. Pratish Bhatt from Motilal Oswal Securities. Mr. Bhatt? Mr. Bhatt, you're audible. Hello? We'll move to the next question. The next question is coming from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia, calling from HDFC Securities.
This is, I just wanted to know the anonymity which is ORG and the data which has been creeped through various. So sorry, companies have reported lower growth and ORG reported higher growth.
Yeah.
Where is the anomaly and if you can throw some light on that?
This will continue to happen. The growth which is by ORG is based on the secondary growth at retail level. That may not necessarily be the growth of the company.
Okay.
That is one. The other anomaly many times is in capturing the data. The ORG level, many times the price changes are not captured adequately.
Okay.
Sometimes the institutional sales do not get captured. Most of the time the institutional sales do not get captured. For example, we are looking at some anomalies for us in the IMS data for this month, for a match, October match 2006. So we want that to be also corrected. So these anomalies would be there, and they just can't avoid it. But the good news is that in the ORG data that came last period, put two of our products on the top five, that is Corex and Becozin.
Sir, what we met, how much was our growth? 06, October 06?
October 06, I think what we showed the growth of. We actually follow IMS data.
Okay, IMS, how much was that?
IMS, we, no, Pfizer was growing at 15%.
15%?
Yeah.
In October 06?
October, quarter 3, 06. October, I don't think I have data. Quarter 3, 06.
Okay. Third quarter, 06. Okay, thank you.
15.5%.
Sir, two products you said, Corex and Bicuzil.
Are on the top five.
Okay.
Which is good news.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. We have a next question from Mr. Nimish Desai of Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah, just missed out on one question regarding the EBITDA margins in the last quarter. I mean, if I were to compare it with the previous three quarters, it has gone down as well as on a year-on-year basis also.
Yeah.
It is down. I believe part of it would have been due to the lost sales in Maharashtra, but then was that the only reason or?
You see, the consumer health is not having that growth.
Right.
And I think the major hit we are getting is from the consumer health business.
Would it be fair to assume that the consumer division probably enjoys
higher profitability?
Higher profitability.
Yeah, okay. Correct.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your questions. To ask a question, participants are requested to press star and one on your push button phones. Our next question comes from Ms. Sonam Udasi, calling from Gale Mutual Fund.
Sir, my question pertains to, you know, the improvement operational efficiencies over the last few years. Do you see this continuing or have you reached or peaked out in this?
Well, you want to respond to that?
I think we will continue to do better.
In the same scale as we have seen in the last 2-3 years?
May not be in the same scale, but because the incremental will be based on the current, so you can expect 1-2% growth.
Okay, and another question, you may have answered this, regarding the divestment of consumer healthcare business, what's the status on that?
I think Cable has already responded back.
We have responded back to, I think you were not in the conference call at that point of time. You said that the board is seized of the matter and they are evaluating various options.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. Our next question comes from Ms. Gino Gupta, calling from UTI Mutual Funds.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to know the sales figure for the new products, Cadvet, Liratan, Viagra. How much they've done this quarter?
On a full year basis, we have done about 9.5 crores for all three products put together.
Okay, and what is the kind of expectation in going ahead?
The Lyrica was actually ranked as the fourth best launch of the industry.
Okay.
So actually we are doing, and we are really working very hard on taking Cadvet and Viagra also up to the level they are today, particularly a lot of promotional inputs are going in and a lot of activities that retail is taking place, because we're finding that a whole lot of substitution is taking place in spite of the fact that the prescriptions are being generated for us.
Okay, any kind of market share improvement that we've seen in Viagra?
Pardon?
Any kind of market share improvement that we've seen in Viagra?
Well, not really. It's just launched in the first year, but I think going forward it will definitely have its impact.
It's at about 2.5% market share right now?
Yeah, around that much we have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gupta, for your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your push button phone. We have a next question from Mr. Rajesh calling from HDFC Mutual Fund. Mr. Rajesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to check, you know, last year some of the key products like Bicosul, Scorex, Cedusil, Dolmix, about 9 products had contributed about 15 to 16% of your growth. Rather had grown by about 16% last year, and they would have contributed to the bulk of your growth last year. How the growth in these products been this year?
I think currently also we are growing pretty well on these 4 products which you have mentioned. Corex also, it is in double digit growth. Bicosul higher single digit growth. Dolmix also double digit growth. I think almost all the products we are growing significantly well.
So what would be the contribution to sales from these products?
I think if you take over these 4 products, you know, it may be almost about 60% of the total, 60-65% of the total turnover.
Total pharma sales?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Rajesh, for your question. To ask a question, participants, please press star and 1 now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phones.
Okay, Roshni, if there are no really questions, I would just like to sum up.
Yes, Mr. Handa, there are no more questions in the queue.
Okay, in that case, I think what really is very interesting is we're really addressing the top line growth very vigorously, and there are some projects which are, as I mentioned, on a pilot and some on the execution stage where I think we will do pretty well as far as our top line growth is concerned. At the same time, you know, we are very conscious that we need to improve our margins, and really the setback came because of the consumer health business not delivering the required volumes. But even without the consumer health business, now we have a challenge to see how do we really offset the loss of A, the top line because of the consumer health, if it all happens subsequently, and B is how do we improve our margins post-consumer health. And my gut feeling is the teams are addressing these issues, and we should be able to overcome this in a pretty short period of time. With that, all I can say is thank you very much for participating in this analyst meet, and it's always a pleasure to interact with you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conference call service. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.